A lower cost of living and cultural amenities were among the reasons listed by writer John Boitnot in his April 26th online story. Congressman Bob Goodlatte mentioned the piece at a ribbon cutting yesterday for a high-tech solar company in Salem.
Roanoke is certainly a place that can start advertising itself as a place where you can come to develop new technology and, as a result, new jobs.
Goodlatte said recent announcements and hundreds of others lend credence to Boitnot's article listing Roanoke as an option for startups. Dale Guidry is the president and CEO for T-Mike, based in Roanoke County, which has unveiled a new test lab for solar power equipment.
Virginia Tech is close by, Virginia Western, UVA. We want to bring those people here, keep them here in the Valley.
More evidence of the Valley's high-tech strength, Governor McAuliffe is at the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute later today to sign a bond bill. The state will invest almost $47 million to expand the research center, creating more high-tech jobs as well. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.